All right, morning wine cellar, starting late, technical diff like a feather mucker. It's 3:56 a.m. Monday morning, January 21st, 2019. This shit is not going smoothly for me. My goodness gracious.
If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
All right, and don't have much time to dig into it. Detroit, news coming out of there on PBS. Michigan's attorney general in 2016 promised to investigate without fear or favor the scandal over Flint's lead-tainted drinking water and pledge that state regulators would be locked up for fudging data and misleading the public. Yet, 3 years later, no one is behind bars. Instead, 7 of 15 defendants have pleaded no contest to misdemeanors, some as minor as disrupting a public meeting. Their records eventually will be scrubbed clean. All right? And that's coming off of a PBS NewsHour. All right? And that was put up by Ed White and given to them through the Associated Press. This coming up from Fallon Matthew from FallonKitty.com. Fallon Matthew linked us up to CP24, a horrifying fireball at a ruptured Mexico oil pipeline kills at least 73 people. All right, holy shit. And I wonder if it has to do with anything with, some heads out there that have been stealing oil and then selling it at a lower price because there's no tax. there's an individual in Tuxtlahuapan, Mexico, individual named Gerardo Perez, and he returned Saturday to the scorched field in central Mexico where he'd seen an illegal pipeline tap burst into flames. Yep. Yeah, my coworkers were just telling me about this, that there's a new president in Mexico that wants to put an end to this shit, because the old heads, they were too corrupt, you know. So, they're gonna put an end to this shit, yeah, because these fucks, oil in general, we shouldn't be fucking with it, but then these fucks that are stealing the oil, they're not really doing a professional job of tapping into the pipelines, and so, you have this, like a gusher of gasoline exploding. All right, and that's coming off of CP24.com. And Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com linked us up to that neighbor. And over here, Chuck Johnson. Now, I don't know if this is the same Chuck Johnson that is essentially a Twitter troll. I don't know if this is that guy, but this is off of NBC News. And activists, yeah, activists, okay. An activist who met with a congressperson about DNA has posted questionable ideas on privately owned social media. An alt-right activist who met with two Republican Congress critters to discuss DNA and genetics has posted on the Facebooks that he believes Muslims are genetically different in their propensity for violence or rape, and linked to stories about how African Americans possessed a violence gene. Okay. So Chuck Johnson met with the representatives Andy Harris of Maryland and Phil Rowe of Tennessee on Thursday. And after a Huffington Post reporter tweeted a photo of Johnson with the two Congress critters, and the photo attracted media attention because Johnson's far-right views. Rowe released in a statement saying he and Harris had met with Johnson because he was representing a company advocating for increasing the number of sequenced genomes for research. Spokesperson for Harris and Rowe both confirmed to NBC News that they had met with Johnson on Thursday, and the spokesperson for Rowe said they had discussed DNA and genetics. Johnson is best known for his conspiracy-filled right-wing news websites, website connections and connections to white supremacists, and downplaying the severity of the particular Holocaust that happened in Germany, that one particular Holocaust that is not the only one. And in an online forum, he declined to comment on his new endeavor or the meeting. NBC News is trying to contact him through a series of text messages. And quote, he said, "I don't discuss my work with people who don't understand it." Aha. Uh-huh. That might be the same guy that I've heard about the Twitter troll. And update on a story I didn't cover. I don't think I got to this one. But there was a black girl, a teenage black girl on a dance step team, and the white supremacist that headed up the dance step team said that she was too dark, like her dark skin wouldn't match up, and the update is that she's filing a lawsuit. So we'll see where this goes. And the name of the team is called the Dazzlers. They have 14 members on the team. And this is going down at Blue Valley Northwest High School. We'll see where it goes. See where it goes. All right. And, oh, and the white supremacist coach, Carly Fine. All right. That's that individual's name. All right. And let's take a quick look over here, boy. I told you. What?
He came, Otis. Your words made him come.
All right, that's also fun. I was watching a program on the Netflix, and I was like, there's no way I'm not putting this shit in the soundboard. And the main story, right? The one that this is the story of the week. Holy shit. Because, you know, a lot of podcasters are not functioning on the weekend. And Monday, I mean, because I record at 3 and 4 a.m., I'll be one of the first ones posting. But this is going to be the flood of podcast networks. Those MAGA boys, which they're representing the set, they're banging. Those MAGA boys and that that indigenous feller. And let's keep in mind, why is he indigenous? Because his bloodline comes more directly from this continent, this hemisphere, more recently than other folks who came here on purpose, or people who got transported here as property. All right, he's like more from this soil in that context. That's what indigenous means. All right, because the thing is, over here, you know, it's colloquial, and we only use it for the indigenous folks here, and it just sort of became a thing where, like, people see indigenous and probably associated with stereotypes, you know, big feathers and whatnot. And it's like, nah, it's just it's a location and linear time term. Location and linear time. Alright, so the MAGA boys, gangbang MAGA boys, gang gang, as some folks say. I don't know why they say that, but they do. And were there stepping up to this cat and up in his grill, and I mean, the little nigga's making the fucking Brett Kavanaugh face to a T. It's creepy, really. Like, and I think somebody put, like, the real, I think, 20 or 30 year challenge and put their faces next to each other. Oh, excuse me. And, what's really adorable is you have the more nuanced than thou crowd that's like, but did you see the whole video, man? Yep, they're still racist. They're still misogynist. They're still horrible. And yeah, I saw the whole video, man. All right. And then you have heads that are trolling with that. They're not being more nuanced than thou. They're deliberately trolling. And one some cat calls himself Rusty Dusty. Some white atheist. That's his branding as a content creator. White atheist, Dusty Rusty Booty Boy, whatever the fuck his name is. And he was the first one that I saw doing it. And when I saw his name in the link, and I was like, all right, here we go, let's click it and not be surprised. Because the thing is, it's like, yeah, but you see, he stepped forward in between them and these black kids, so see, this is just manufactured outrage, man, that they're trying to give you. They're just trying to make you think these guys are racist. No one has to try to make me think that a group of white people are racist. That's my default setting. Then I look at their behavior and I say, huh, I was right again. Yeah. This is what they were apparently arguing with some black Hebrew Israelites, which there weren't that many of them, and they're not dangerous. The white guys are dangerous. The white guys are dangerous institutionally, sociologically, and individually. All right, and there was a lot of them MAGA boys. Bang bang gang gang MAGA boys. How do I know they're bang bang gang gang? I did an old wine cellar. This shit is gangsta, which is pretty why the fake left and the real left need niggas like Antifa. You need street niggas, cause this is street shit. Those boys are ready to bang. I should be saying men, you know, Trayvon was a man, they're men. These grown ass men were ready to rock. And they let you know it because they're wearing their flag on their head. That's what the MAGA hat is. That's a fucking Crip wearing his flag out. That's a fucking BGD wearing her flag out. That's a Vice Lord wearing their flag out. Got all three of them. It's that simple, folks. These heads, they came to put it down. They put on their shit and let you know what they rock with. And what do they rock with when they're wearing that? Let's go back to the primary. What went down in the primary? It's not like Trumbull-Stiltskin just came down off that escalator, said some shit about a Muslim ban and a wall, and then went straight to the Oval Office. He went through fucking those rallies, which were really gang meetings, recruiting new members to his gang. And what was that one in Florida? Classic one. Where they're, where the MAGA hat gangbangers are beating the shit out of a black man who just came to protest Donald Trump by himself, and they're beating the shit out of him, and they're saying nigger, and they're saying all lives matter while beating the shit out of him, because they bang. What Trumbull-Stiltskin say that gets mad cheers, telling the police, hey, when you're putting him in the car, bang his head up against the, you know, the door thing on the way in there. You know, rough him up a little bit. What do they say? Go out there, beat the hell out of him. What do you say about war? Bomb the hell out of him. They're letting you know what they're down with. They're letting you know who they rock with. They grab him by the pussy. All right. It's really is that simple. So watching the longer video doesn't make them less of what they are and what they're going to be, all right? Because they are also of class privilege, so they're gonna go on to be lieutenants, police captains, judges, state senate, Congress. They're gonna be that medical field. They're gonna be there. Fucking school superintendent. They're gonna be there. So, individually and sociologically, at this level that they function at now, they are dangerous white racists. And as they move forward and they become part of the institutions that they are destined to be a part of, they will uphold and maintain institutional white supremacy. Racism, misogyny, misogynoir, trans misogyny. Oh, yes. They're going to be the psychologist that a trans woman is forced to see before getting hormones. All right. That's where they're going. And I saw the little black one with them. Oh, he's their Sheriff Clark. That's their tap dancing boy. Indeedly do, neighbor.
If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
Evangelicals sue for the right to deny shelter to homeless transgender people. And this is coming off of LGBTQNation.com. We've seen this outlet before. An alliance defending freedom That's the name of the group. Alliance Defending Freedom, the ADF. They are a far-right evangelical legal group that defended the right of a baker to deny services to gay couples before the Supreme Court. Now has a new target. This time, they're suing to give a homeless shelter in Anchorage, Alaska, the right to deny help to transgender people. Because we all know exactly who's transgender and who's not. You can just tell. No one has ever passed by a transgender person and not known, ever. I'm being sarcastic. The federal court lawsuit seeks to overturn the city's non-discrimination ordinance that prohibits discrimination against LGBTQ people. We've riffed about this whole wording. ADF attorney Ryan Tucker told the court that many of the shelter's residents are survivors of domestic violence and, quote, they would rather sleep in the woods, end quote, in the frigid Alaskan winter than share space with a transgender woman. Temperatures in the city in the past week have hovered around 0 degrees Fahrenheit. And a Christian nonprofit, okay, in a group called Hope Center, they operate a shelter for homeless women, and they turned away a transgender woman twice in January while the facility had cause to turn her away. Wait, while the facility had cause to turn her away, they resist taking a jab at LGBTQ people. Okay, when they say they had cause, in parentheses they have, she showed up drunk once and after hours the second time. All right, but I just want to know your history of turning away cis women that showed up after hours or while apparently intoxicated. But they don't, that's the thing. They don't have any information with that here that's saying like this level above the legal limit or anything like that. Like it doesn't say anything about like falling over, knocking shit down. It doesn't say anything. It's just very vaguely saying showed up drunk. And then after hours, like, is that 1 minute after the hour, 3 minutes after the hour, 30 minutes after the hour? See, the shit is vague on purpose. As Anchorage was voting on whether or not to strike transgender people from the city's non-discrimination ordinance, an attorney for the shelter had told a local newspaper that they would never admit a biological male into the facility, despite how the vote turned out. Oh, okay. This is one for us to follow. All right. So despite how the vote turned out. All right. And something interesting just will link up for you to look at if you should be so interested. And it was funny because I saw this on the Facebooks and the person that posted it, they put, you can put the link to your article or whatnot, and then you could type up what you think in the post. And they just put Comrade Insider question mark. Cause apparently this website, Business Insider, has a headline, forget taxing the wealthiest Americans 70% of their income. It's time to tax their net worth. So Comrade Business Insider, we'll see what happens. And on the way out of here, let's go ahead and play a little bit of audio from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, long-ass name, speaking at the Women's March. And this was put up by TheAdvocate.com. And for the folks looking at YouTube, you're just basically going to look at my face while the audio plays. That's your life. People listening to the podcast is going to be way cooler for you, buddy.
Justice is not a concept we read about in a book. Justice is about the water we drink. Justice is about the air we breathe. Justice is about how easy it is to vote. Justice is about how much ladies get paid. Justice is about if we can stay with our children after we have them for a just amount of time. Mothers, fathers, sure that being polite is not the same thing as being quiet. In fact, oftentimes the most righteous thing you can do is shake the table. Last year we took the power to the polls, and this year we're taking power to the policy. Let us remember that a fight means no person left behind.
Oh,
so when people want to stop talking about the issues that black women face, when people want to stop talking about the issues that trans women or immigrant women face, we got to ask them, why does that make you so uncomfortable? Because now, this is the time we're going to address poverty. This is the time we're going to address Flint. This is the time we're going to talk about Baltimore and the Bronx and wildfires and Puerto Rico. Because this is not just about identity. This is about justice. And this is about the America that we are going to bring into this world.
Ooh. Now, I'm waiting to see if certain people put this link up and say that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is against identity politics. I mean, it's plausible that they may do that. It's plausible. Wait, let's hear that again.
And this is about the America that we are going to bring into this world. And Puerto Rico. Because this is not just about identity.
Woo! This is not just about identity. All right, let's see where are those headlines that are going to come up. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez slams identity politics, calls it stupid, and says we shouldn't care. I want to see if they do it. It's plausible. I mean, if these people really are consistent in that concern, these people that would post those links. I'm just interested. Are they going to do that? Maybe. Maybe, because they don't like the left. And they will throw the identity politic of this here cis woman of color. They will throw that identity politic under the bus and do that. But first, their outlets have to do it. Like, I kind of want to send this to the Daily Beast and see if they do it. See if they do it. Right? Yeah, maybe. All right, let's get the heck out of here. We all know what the gosh darn deal is, buddy.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.